All right, thank you very much, Makram. Thank you all for being here. I know it's not easy to be here first thing Monday morning. Hopefully you're all awake. Today I'm going to be talking about measuring progress towards attainment of healthy people targets. I have no relationships to disclose. And before I start, I just want to acknowledge the research team at the Health Promotion Statistics branch, including my branch chief, a couple of my colleagues who are here, as well as Jeff Piercy, who couldn't be here, and a visiting scholar, Sama Hayek, that we had over the summer. So here's an outline of my talk today. I'm going to be giving a brief background of healthy people, since I'm the first speaker in this panel. Then I'm going to talk about the current practice of measuring progress in healthy people, what we did for Healthy People 2010. And then I'm going to be talking about some of the candidate supplemental measures that we're considering for Healthy People 2020. So as hopefully most of you know, Healthy People is a national agenda. It communicates a vision for improving health and achieving health equity. It is a decade-long initiative, so every 10 years there's a new initiative. It's a framework for public health priorities and actions, and it includes a couple of overarching goals, which I'll show you on another slide, as well as a set of specific measurable objectives that have targets that are to be achieved over the course of the decade. So I think one thing that really sets Healthy People apart from other initiatives is that we do set targets for every single objective that's in the initiative. And we are now in our fourth iteration of Healthy People, Healthy People 2020. It was first launched as an initiative in 1979, so it's definitely been around for a little bit. Here you can see just a brief evolution of Healthy People. You can see that the overarching goals have expanded, as well as the topic areas and the number of objectives. Those have increased, certainly, over the past four decades. You can see that we now have about 1,200 objectives for Healthy People 2020, so it's certainly not a small undertaking to manage all of the data and also to assess progress for all of the objectives. So the National Center for Health Statistics has a really unique role in Healthy People. We're the statistical advisor, actually, to the entire Department of Health and Human Services, and we serve on all of the Healthy People work groups and advise them on the health promotion data. For Healthy People 2020, there are 42 different topic areas, so there's an analyst from our branch that sits on each of those work groups. As I kind of alluded to, we also maintain a comprehensive database for all the Healthy People objectives, which is not a small undertaking because there's a wide range of data sources. Some of them, they're all national in nature, but they come from different sources. A lot of them are in the federal government, but some of them come from outside the government. We do develop research on measuring the overarching goals of Healthy People, and especially health disparities, which my colleague Makram Tali is going to be talking about. But certainly measuring progress is an important part of Healthy People. And finally, we develop analytic and graphical presentations for display towards reaching the goals and objectives in Healthy People. All right, so now that the background's out of the way, I just want to tell you a little bit about how we measured progress in Healthy People 2010, and specifically in the Healthy People 2010 final review, which had a pre-launch last year and will be out in hard copy form hopefully in the next 2 months or so. All right, here's just a snapshot of what we call our progress chart from the Healthy People 2010 final review, and it just provides you an at-a-glance view of how we did for all of the objectives. So hopefully you can see these areas shaded in yellow. Those are the measures of progress, which I will be describing. So one measure of progress is percent change. You can see the simple and familiar formula here. One note about percent change is that it does require interpretation about whether an increase or a decrease is desired. There's a wide range of objectives in Healthy People, things like death rates, screening rates. So for some things, we want the objective to decrease. For other objectives, we want them to increase. And the percent change, one nice feature is that it can be used to monitor both population and non-population based objectives. So the main measure that we use to measure progress is what we call the progress quotient. And really, this is the percent of targeted change achieved between the baseline data point and the most recent data point. I mentioned earlier that targets are one of the unique features of healthy people. And this is the measure that we came up with to measure progress toward the targets. If you recall the bars on the progress chart that I showed earlier, it just gives you a really nice summary of how we did for multiple objectives simultaneously, because it is positive when you're moving towards the target and negative when you're moving away from the target. So this is regardless of whether an increase or decrease is desired. And again, the progress quotient can be used to monitor both population and non-population-based objectives. So going back to our snapshot, just show you some quick calculations. The objective highlighted here is vigorous physical activity in students. And obviously, this is something in which an increase is desired. We did make progress toward the target of this objective, moving from 65 to 68%. And this resulted in a progress quotient of 15%. So we can contrast that with this objective here, where we wanted to decrease cigarette use among students. Again, there was progress here as we moved from 35% baseline to a final data point of 19%. And the progress quotient here is 84.2%. And what I just want to point out here is that in both cases, the progress quotient is positive, even though an increase is desired in the first objective and a decrease is desired in the second objective. The progress quotient does have some limitations, though, which is one of the reasons that we wanted to explore some supplemental measures for Healthy People 2020. It does not reflect differences in the difficulty of attaining targets. So some work groups were more, shall we say, aspirational in their target setting, while others were a little more realistic. And the progress quotient doesn't necessarily reflect the differences in the difficulty of setting these targets. Another limitation is that it does not account for the number of years in the tracking period. So our goal is really to have a 10-year tracking period for all objectives in Healthy People, but due to various reasons, that wasn't always possible. Sometimes the tracking period is longer, sometimes it happens to be shorter, and the progress quotient, you know, does not take into account that tracking period. The progress quotient also does not account for trend. So, for example, if you meet a target in the middle of the decade, but then you regress at the end of the decade, the progress quotient won't necessarily catch that, especially at the end of the decade when people are really interested in, you know, whether or not we met our targets at the end of the decade. The progress quotient also lacks a standard method for evaluating statistical significance, and negative progress quotients are not reported. I won't go into the details here, but it has to do with when targets are set closer or further away from the baseline. If you have a negative progress quotient, you get some results that are not intuitive. So now I wanted to go into some of the candidate supplemental measures that we have for Healthy People 2020. But before I do that, I just want to go through some of the requirements, because Healthy People as an initiative has some features that we want to take into consideration. First of all, measuring progress requires at least two data points. And I guess something else to consider is that if we want to measure progress in the middle of the decade, we need a data point to be before the end of the decade. So in those cases, we really kind of need three data points. As I've kind of alluded to, measuring progress should also be generalizable across different types of objectives. Sometimes we require an increase, while other times we require a decrease. And then, as I've mentioned, objectives have different lengths of tracking periods, and we would like to be able to take that into consideration. As I've mentioned, targets, which are a unique feature of Healthy People, need to be taken into consideration when we're measuring progress. So we can't just take a percent change by itself. We need to take into consideration how it did in relation to the target as well. And if possible, it would be really nice to take into account trend data, which we're not currently doing. So one of the measures that we're looking at is just a really simple annual absolute change. So for the formula here, it's just the difference between the most recent or the data point of interest and the baseline, and you divide it by the number of years so far. This is an absolute measure, and it's just you assume a linear constant change over the decade. And then as far as assessment, what we're proposing is some measures that really tell you whether or not objectives are on track to meet targets. And this could be particularly useful in the middle of the decade, especially, you know, while you still have a chance to enact policies to affect change. So the measures that we came up with are the realized annual absolute change. So this is just taking into account the progress that's been achieved thus far. The second is the targeted absolute annual absolute change. So this is just the change that would be necessary to achieve the target over 10 years. And then the third measure is projected progress quotient. And this assumes that we have 10 years of data and you project what the progress quotient would be if you assume that the realized annual absolute change will continue throughout that 10-year period. So this table actually shows an example of calculating these measures of progress, and this is from the cancer topic area for Healthy People 2020. So the objectives shown here have a baseline data point as well as an update from the baseline, and the first two columns are just the familiar baseline in year and most recent data point in year. And then the third column is the Healthy People 2020 target. The last three columns are those measures which I mentioned on the previous slide, where we look at the realized annual absolute change, the targeted absolute annual change, and then the 10-year projected progress quotient. And for just as an example, this first objective, looking at cancer death rates, what has been realized thus far is an annual absolute change of -2.6. The targeted change is -1.78. So obviously, since the change what's been realized thus far shows us that we are on track to meet this target, and that's confirmed by this progress quotient projected out 10 years of 146.1%. So just to summarize, of these 20 objectives in the cancer topic area, 13 are on track to meet their targets using this projected annual absolute change. We have two that are on track to move toward or just to remain constant over the decade. And then the remaining five are actually moving in the wrong direction. So another measure that we're kind of looking at is basically doing the same thing, but using a relative measure, where you assume a constant annual rate of change throughout the decade. This is similar to calculating compound interest, where the percent change is the same year after year, and it compounds over the 10-year period. So again, as far as assessment, we're interested in whether the objectives are on track to meet their targets based on the realized annual percent change, the targeted annual percent change, and then the projected progress quotient. And again, that's projected over a 10-year period from the baseline. All right, so going back to the cancer topic area, here are the calculations using this annual percent change. Again, here are the formulas for the realized annual percent change as well as the targeted annual percent change. And again, you can see that we are projected to meet this target based on the 2 years of data that we have available and assuming that that annual percent change continues through the rest of the decade. So we actually get the same results that we did with the annual absolute change, where 13 of the 20 objectives in the cancer topic areas are on track to meet their targets. Two are on track to move toward their target or remain constant, and then the remaining five are, again, moving in the wrong direction. So as far as other methods, One that I know the National Cancer Institute looks at is the average annual percent change, and that's basically weighting the average of these annual percent change from a join point model. And then some other methods that we could consider are regression methods. So for linear regression, it would basically be a generalized annual absolute change, which I discussed. And a nonlinear regression would be a generalized annual percent change, which I discussed. Obviously, using these methods would require longer trends. So we could look into using these methods for select objectives. To conclude, I just want to review some of the strengths and limitations of the methods that we've used last decade and then the additional supplemental methods that we're considering for 2020. So the progress quotient does provide an at-a-glance assessment of progress, which is a really nice strength. As far as limitations, again, it does not take into account trend or the number of years in the tracking period, and we also do not report negative PQs. And then for annual absolute change and annual percent change, the strengths and limitations are very similar. Both of these do take into account the number of years in the tracking period. So again, this is very useful in determining progress relative to target during the decade. Some limitations are that it does require a little bit more data. So when you want to assess whether or not you're on track to meet progress, you need to have that intermediate data point at a minimum. And another limitation is that it still does not take into account trend, although, as I've mentioned, if we did some more generalized analyses such as regression or the average annual percent change, then that would take into account trend. So here's my contact information if you'd like to email me, and some websites.